Hi, Hilmar. What's on your mind, ma'am?
Good afternoon, Dr.
Sir,
Wright.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I had a question about something that I know you're familiar with, something called the 4MU, which is a beneficial for to prostate cancer prevention.
Yes, sir.
My question, besides that, my question is, does it have any other beneficial effects on the prostate other than preventing prostate cancer?
The article that came out in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute, no less, in 2015, was limited to just prostate cancer. It said 4-MU, and they gave the long, long full name for it, is both preventive and curative for prostate cancer. And that's all they focused on, sir. And I have not seen so far, and I do keep track, and the doc who does some research for Tahoma Clinic doctors keeps track of this 4-MU stuff. And so far, all we're seeing is prostate cancer stuff. I'm sure it does some other things, but haven't seen them in the research papers.
I saw something regarding that it also may have been anti-pancreatic cancer effects as well. I saw that the other day.
Thank you. I'll have to look for that one. Now, I wouldn't be surprised, by the way, with any anti-cancer agent, if in the long run of research, it's found to be effective against many cancers. I wouldn't be surprised, but I can't say I've read about it yet.
Okay, so I one more subject that I, and because you were mentioning international aging systems, and I've actually bought stuff from them in the past, and the other day I was looking up because I have a after doing an MRI on my shoulder, I found out that I have a few tears in my rotator cuff. It's getting better over time.
Good.
But it's the one thing that comes to mind was the peptides, bioregulators, and I saw that IAS, they have a bioregulator for just about every problem there is.
They do have a large list of them, yes, sir.
And so I guess the bottom line is on these regulators, the peptide regulators, are they effective, or what's your opinion on that?
I've also read through the international anti-aging stuff on peptides. I've also tried some of them. I can't say I've tried the whole doggone list, though, sir. It is a long list.
Yeah.
I've tried some of them. And so have some of the doctors at the clinic. And, yes, they are effective for the uses that are stated in the research that's posted online.
Hmm. So because the one I noticed, for instance, was that there was one that a bioregulator for muscles or muscle tissue or whatever, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think that the rotator cuff type of thing, a shoulder problem, would be a muscular type regular. And I was going to give that a shot to see.
Well, I'm glad you called in, sir, because it's only partly muscular. It's partly also got to do with tendons and ligaments and where they bind to the muscle and all that. So
right.
I'd certainly not be opposed to using the one for the muscle part, but I'd also go looking through that research for something that works with tendons and ligaments, see what you can find there in that peptide list. Now, there's one other thing about tendons and ligaments. I happen to have a lot of experience with working with people who have problems with those. Some of those people who had congenital problems with weak tendons, and they kept spraining their tendons, and the kids couldn't go out and do athletics because they'd sprain too easy. And one of the things that helps that the most is not a peptide, but it sure does help. And that's called Hawthorne. Hawthorne particularly, there's a company with which I am not affiliated called Wise Woman that puts out a Hawthorne solid extract. They've been around for years, that product. I ask people with tendon, not muscle now, I'm not talking muscle here. I've asked people with tendon difficulties to use that. And nearly everybody tells me, oh, yeah, I can actually do a lot more before I start to have a problem. Or, in the ones who don't have the congenital problem, gee, my tendons are strong now. I don't hurt them at all.
Yeah, actually, I have that product. What's amazing, you know, and it's the protocol for it is like an eighth of a teaspoon which are going, can that be for real? That small amount in an eighth, maybe twice a day, of an eighth of a teaspoon, is that what you think is the correct amount?
It could be, sir, but hawthorn, fortunately, has been researched for many other purposes, and as you probably know, you sound real self-educated on all this, correct? Hooray! We got to be self-educated to take care of our health. Anyways, you probably know it's really good for the heart and blood vessels, too. It was first used by some genius doctor about three centuries ago in England for people with heart trouble. So it works all over the body. So, no, I don't think that's enough. I'll usually have people use at least a teaspoon a day until their symptoms are better and then cut back to half a teaspoon.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I've done as far as my shoulder goes, and this might be coincidental, but what I did is I took testosterone cream. Usually I put it on my forearm and my legs usually. What I did is I put the testosterone right on top of the shoulder and rubbed it instead of using it down on the arm. And then I put DMSO over.
Good for you.
The testosterone, figuring that's not going to hurt. So
no, it's not going to hurt. It's just going to carry it into where it goes. That's nice.
Yeah. So when I started doing that, I'm going almost in disbelief because I kind of hit a plateau in my healing from the shoulder injury, and then when I started using this, all of a sudden I started making a lot of progress with my range of motion has been improving, and the pain is starting to go is dissipated, particularly the pain at night, which kept me up. So I was really surprised, and I'm going, well, whatever I'm doing, it must be right because it's I'm going heading in the right direction here. So,
yes, sir. Yeah. And the only thing to be careful of there is if a guy uses more testosterone than his body wants, his blood count can go up, the hemoglobin, the hematocrit, and so forth, and make for overly thick blood. And one might be increasing one's risk. I did say might. I didn't say for sure. Might be increasing one's risk of heart attack or stroke if that continues for a while. So I'm not at all against what you're doing. I think you're doing just fine. I do think, though, that if you proceed with that for over a period of time, you should be testing yourself for what's called the CBC or blood count to make sure.
Oh, I do that. I do that regularly all the time anyway. But here's the bottom line on that is that I use a certain amount of the cream every day. And I have not increased that amount. All I've done is change the site of application from my underarm to my shoulder on my right arm. Instead of doing it on my forearm on my right arm, I do it now on the right shoulder.
Okay, but I understand then.
So I apply it on four different places on my body, my legs and my forearms. But I just, instead of putting it on a forearm, I just put it on my shoulder and then just as an alternative application site. So I have not increased the amount at all.
Good. Okay, well, thanks for teaching us all something there, sir. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for your information, Dr. Wright. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, talk to you another time. Bye-bye.
Hey, take care. Bye-bye.